The families of the 48 people killed in the Stardust fire will today receive an official state apology. It comes after an inquest found that the victims of the 1981 blaze were unlawfully killed. In 1982, a tribunal found the fire was probably started deliberately. That finding was later removed from the record. For 43 years, the families and survivors have campaigned for the truth. Now, that apology will be carried live here on Radio 1 on Liveline with Joe. There will also be a special TV programme. With us this morning are Antoinette Keegan, who was in the Stardust that night and who lost two sisters, Mary and Martina, and Maurice McHugh, whose only daughter, Caroline, was killed. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Antoinette, if I could start with you, what do you hope to hear from Simon Harris this afternoon? What would you like him to say?
Well, we met him on Saturday in the Dáil, and each family member, well, most of the families had something that they want to address and something that, like, you know, their concerns and their expectations of this public apology. It's more or less like it has to be robust, it has to be, like, sincere, and it has to address the issues, like, of the systematic abuse that the families of the deceased victims sustained for the past 43 years from the Irish state. And I think that he acknowledged that, like he did say, that he was at the meeting on Saturday, he did say he was sorry and that he would be doing a public apology. Like, he knows the hurt and pain, like, the families have gone through from losing their loved ones that fateful night, and, like, 43 years on, and we only got a verdict, unlawful killing. Like, we should have never had to go through what we went through, never.
I know, when you think about it, 43 years, Simon Harris wasn't born.
I know.
When the fire took place and when your loved ones were killed. Maurice, can I ask you, what do you hope he'll say this afternoon?
Well, I hope that we get a bit of relief from all the campaigning we've done over the last 43 years. It's been horrendous, and the way that we've been treated by past governments and the present government, because some of the people that were TDs at that time are still alive today, and they never really helped us at all. This inquest that we've had now, right, it went on for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
The first inquest we had went on for 3 days, and it was very short and sweet. It went like this. Yeah, Caroline McHugh, badly burnt in the fire. Thank you very much. That was it. But it just shows you what has happened since with this inquest now. It's taken a year to get through all the evidence. There was over 300 witnesses. There was the firemen were there telling their stories. It was very motivating, very traumatic for all the families. My wife and I, Phyllis, we're both in our mid-80s now. And it's been a hard grind for us.
Mm-hmm. And a long, long road, as you say. And also, as you say there, I mean, the inquest, one thing that this inquest did do was it gave people an opportunity to talk about those who were killed and to put faces to the names and to talk about their lives. Will you tell us a little about Caroline? What age was she?
Caroline was 17, about 17 and a half years of age. She was a funny girl. She loved a girl. Excuse me. And she was very well educated. She went to Stephen's Green, Loretta College. And when she finished up school in around her intermediate examination, which she got with merit, but she didn't want to continue work. She wanted to go out into the world and get a career together. So eventually she went on a couple of working periods with different companies and that. But eventually she ended up in a large mechanical and electrical contracting firm in the estimating department. Now, she was excellent at mathematics. She was better at mathematics than I was, but she was really good. She got on very well with the staff, mm-hmm. and was very good at the figures. So that suited the particular job. And that could have been the start of her career.
Yeah, so she'd found her calling in life.
Yes, and you know, maybe she would have gone on and got married and maybe provided the grandchildren. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. She missed out a lot on that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah, she was your only daughter.
Yes.
Antoinette, what has kept people going down the years? Because, like we were saying just a few moments ago, I mean, campaigning for 43 years, for most of us, it's just impossible to imagine.
Well, I have to say, like, my father, like, he started off the Stardust Victims Committee and he campaigned until his death. My mother took the reins then, along with myself and Katie Barrett and Eugene Kelly and Morrison Phyllis and Mrs. Biss, a lot of others, right? But it hasn't been easy. Like that, my mother fought it till her death. And she just pleaded with me. She passed away in July 2020. She pleaded with me not to give her up. And, like, all my life has been Stardust, my whole life. I was 18 that night, and from that night, my life has never been the same, because it's just seeing everything, like, still, it's still there, it's still very raw. And that's one of the reasons why I could never give her up, because over the last 43 years, every time I went to different officials, ministers, Taoiseachs, etc., and told them my story, I was called a liar. That it didn't happen, that it's not in the Cain Tribunal book. So I wanted this day, when the truth came out, unlawfully killed, that was my day. For the first time in 43 years, I was able to stand on a stand at the inquest under an oath and give the truth of what happened Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, February 1981. And I was emotional, but I was very happy that people listened to me for the first time.
Morris, what has kept you going and what has kept Phyllis going all these years? Well,
I tell you now, what kept us going, we wanted justice for Caroline. And that's what kept us going. And we came on board with Chrissy Keegan, that's Anthony Keegan's mother, and they invited us. And in 2017, we used to follow all of the meetings and that we had. But then in 2017, we joined the victims, the Stardust Victims Committee. And we were active then in that, along with Anthony Keegan. And that's what kept us going, just looking for justice for the loved ones that we had and all the ones that were lost and all the families. And we all joined together, and actually all of the families were like one big family, mm-hmm. if you like.
Did that help you, that there was a kind of solidarity between you, and that at least there was somebody you could talk to who would understand what it was like, because they were in exactly the same position?
Oh, it did. It helped us very much. And the camaraderie was excellent. And we went to all the campaigns, and a lot of the families joined us in campaigns. But unfortunately, a lot of the older people, the older married husbands and fathers, they haven't survived. There's only a few, I think, left. There's not too many left. There's myself and Phyllis, was the Kennedy family, and there's a few. Then Mrs. McDermott, she lost her three children, and there's a few other people. Sort of, but they're all the elderly people. So what's happening now is you have the siblings come along, mm-hmm. and join. And it's amazing the amount of younger people that really don't know about this. What happened at the Stardust? What happened in the Stardust, they'd say to you. So yeah. I'm have to explain all that.
45 families altogether.
Yeah.
And we're like one big family, united in grief through the biggest disaster in the history of the state, the Stardust.
Yeah. And I gather you would like, Antoinette, that young people, you would like young people to be taught about happened back in 81.
I asked the Taoiseach on Saturday that it should be put in the curriculum, in the history books, for the younger generation to be educated on it. That it should be there, because young kids don't know about it. And we just never want to have another Stardust again. That has to be done like that. People see there's a fault, they report it, they go to the proper authorities. Never should we have another Stardust ever again in this country. Like 214 injured, 48 killed. That should have never ever happened. And unfortunately, we can't go back, but we can go forward and we can make sure it never happens again. And the other thing I want to say, like, we would have never been where we are today only for our legal team, Darren Macken and Phoenix Law. And one person that I will never ever forget and leave out, Charlie Bird. Yeah. He was like a big part of our life, and we sadly miss him today.
Yeah. I've heard several people mention him over the past week, and I'm sure it must be lovely for his family to know that he meant so much to yourselves.
He was like, do you know, honest to God, he was like so close to us, and I was so close to him. Like, from day 1, 1981, he became very good friends with my father, And when my father passed away, it was then to my mother. And then my mother was passing away. But I was friends with him for a long, long time through my mother and father.
Yeah,
but any time I'd ring him and say, Charlie, we have a story. And I'd give him credit where credit is due. He was so, like, you know, definitive. I had to be perfect. I had to prove it. And he wouldn't go back to RTE unless he could prove that this is true. He was absolutely fantastic. He came to Derry and Alvarez, right? Such a beautiful, beautiful man. So, like, down to earth and always caring about other people, put them before himself, even when he was sick.
Mm-hmm. Listen, stay with us, because there's one more thing I want to ask you. Before we do, though, on his way into the cabinet a short time ago, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, was asked about the state apology for the Stardust victims and their families. And we can give a listen now to what he had to say.
I think these are families that have been failed for over four decades. They're families whom have looked for answers for over four decades. They're families who all too often have found these gates here shut to them and a government's not listening to them. I have had really important heartfelt and emotional engagement with many of the families over the last few days. I was very pleased to visit the Stardust Memorial in Artain last night, and I wanted to be there and to be at the spot of where this fire happened in advance of delivering the apology today. I'll let the apology speak for itself later in the Dáil, but I do really hope it's an apology that can help aid the healing process.
Simon Harris speaking a short time ago. Just finally back to yourself, Maurice. What now? Is this the end of the campaign for you, or would you like there to be a redress scheme, something that was mentioned over the weekend, or where do you go from here?
Well, as soon as we have this apology over and that he writes all the individual files, the family's written apology, where we go from now is one thing that's going to come up is has there been criminality involved in the Stardust fire? And that'll be up to the Minister for Justice to determine. Now, what we don't want to happen is for this to go on another 43 years. We need to find out exactly what, if there is criminality involved in, that justice should be served.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. That was Maurice McHugh, whose only daughter Caroline was killed in the Stardust fire, and also Antoinette Keegan, who lost her two sisters, Mary and Martina. The best of luck to you this afternoon. The time now, 26 minutes past 8.